Listener Production.
Hello there, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. Prosecutors are no longer pursuing charges against the man accused of sexually assaulting Brittany Higgins. Bruce Learman has been on bail awaiting a new trial in the ACT Supreme Court after the first was aborted due to jury misconduct. ACT Director of Public Prosecutions Shane Drumgold says he's received evidence detailing the potential impact on Ms. Higgins' mental health.
In light of the compelling independent medical opinion and balancing all factors, I've made the difficult decision that it is no longer in the public interest to pursue a prosecution at the risk of a complainant's life. This has left me no option but to file a notice declining to proceed with the retrial of this matter, which I've done this morning. This brings the prosecution to an end.
Homicide Squad detectives will continue their investigation into an attack in Perth's southern suburbs with a 30-year-old pregnant woman passing away in Royal Perth Hospital overnight, surrounded by family. She was hit in the head with a piece of concrete that was allegedly thrown at a vehicle in the car park of a Karawara shopping centre on Tuesday night. 17-year-old's been charged. Police again urging the public to come forward with information. The federal government's landmark industrial relations bill has become law this morning. The PM insists the changes will see more money in the pockets of Australians. It will also make it easier for unions to negotiate for pay deals, which cover multiple similar businesses. Medibank could be slapped with a massive fine over the recent cyber hack, with penalties of up to $2.2 million per violation being considered. In sport, Marnus Labuschagne and Steve Smith notch double centuries to put Australia in complete control of the first test in Perth. The West Indies none for 74 later this morning, after the Aussies declared yesterday 4 for 598. Marnus says he's still hungry for more runs this summer.
You still walk off after 200, still absolutely devastated that you're out. But obviously very happy to contribute a big score to it, to getting us in this position.
A major upset at the World Cup overnight. Germany out of the tournament after Japan upset Spain 2-1.